The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, December 2nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
What's up? Hello, everybody.
And look who's back, Jason William Bishop.
Yeah, what's up?
Ricky.
Jason Bishop. You know what I ask my kids sometimes when she gets back from school or an activity? Top three things. What were the top three things during Jason's time off?
sleep, and sleep.
That's three good things.
Yeah, I'd have to think about
that. Three times.
I mean,
sleep,
you did
sleep
travel.
Sleep was definitely in one of the three.
You sent me a picture of your thermostat at one point, which was at 60, but I wasn't sure if that was your home thermostat or a hotel thermostat.
No, that was my home. That was my
That's nutty.
My upstairs.
That's nutty. My kid had our thermostat at 63, and then he didn't even come home.
That's very chilly.
I mean, it was so cold at night.
Even when I'm on the road, like I crank it down like 65 or 66, like that, and I feel like that's extreme.
Yeah, 63.
It's up to 67 this morning, I think. I had to turn it up a little bit.
I don't know how you do it.
But didn't you go to North Carolina or South Carolina?
Went to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
For a week,
that's right.
Yeah.
You went to some island. Daniel's Island?
No, Oak Island.
Oak Island?
I was going to go to Daniel Island, but that's in South Carolina.
Mm.
And I went to Oak Island and was down there for a week. I was actually on the beach. Hanging out on the beach because it was so warm.
Love it.
And it was beautiful.
Fantastic.
But you would go to the beach anyway, even if it was cold, right? Not
well,
hanging
not
out.
Well, it was really cold, but we just went out and sat on the beach with the doggy.
Yeah,
because
right.
It was so nice. Yeah, it was like 75 degrees.
Take advantage of it while you can.
Oh, man. 29 degrees when I woke up this morning. Brutal. But it was, man, there's nothing like not working and still getting paid. It's the best thing in the world.
It's beautiful. Paid vacation time is amazing.
It's the best effing thing in the world.
Take advantage of it.
Yep.
Very cool. You did your wraparound deal because, I mean, when is the last time you worked? November 10th or something?
November 13th.
Wow. He knows the day.
I saved my days. I saved 19 days, and I wrapped it around Thanksgiving, which gave me an extra 2 days, so I took 2 weeks plus 2 days.
Very good.
Don't take this the wrong way, because I'm thrilled that you're back.
Oh, okay.
I kind of forgot you were on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take it the wrong way.
I know, because I was gone for so long.
You're gone for so long, it's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's just three-man show now.
Yeah, there's a guy I used to do a show with.
Hey,
yeah.
The last time he was here, maybe Washington had won. Maybe it was a Victory Monday.
Did you miss all the losses?
By the way, Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. He might have witnessed one loss.
No, it was the Steeler game. I was here for the Steelers.
I can't remember what happened in the Steeler game.
Close
so
game.
I literally can't remember.
Then they lost to the Eagles and the Cowboys.
I can't remember. I I can't remember one play from the Steelers game.
Remember the spot?
No.
Could have been a first down, and they would have a chance.
Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Zach Ertz. Okay. Now that you bring it up, I remember it.
And then Russell Wilson drew the kid offsides.
Johnny Newton. Poor Johnny Newton.
But yes, that's like a lifetime ago.
Eons ago.
I know, man. I can't believe it's December 2nd.
We've seen the ups and downs of the Commanders, but it's Victory Monday. Three-game losing streak. The first two were understandable, but then the Dallas game really caught people off guard.
Uh-huh.
And the narrative of Cliff Kingsbury's offense was loud. Well, now you can quiet that because
it's a bye week now.
Huge offensive outburst, particularly
on a high.
The running game.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they did whatever they wanted to.
Grinding the Titans into dust yesterday. They were doing anything they wanted.
That ballyhooed Titans defense that Cakes was trumpeting.
Look, hey, they had stonewalled like three really good running backs before they faced B-Rob, whose ankle, I guess, wasn't the size of a watermelon during the game because he looked like he was pretty spry.
He looked like
and
week
healthy.
One. He looked like it was week one.
Yeah, he looked fantastic. But it didn't matter who was carrying the ball against the Titans. They were the easiest team to run on that I've ever seen.
Huge holes. Yeah. I don't know. Like the offense, I don't know what got into them, but the offensive line played markedly better than they had certainly in the week before.
The Titans didn't even look like they wanted to be there.
Well, yeah, especially they were down 28-0.
Yeah.
You know how many plays they had run when they were down 28 to zipping?
I don't know. It was six.
Guess six, 10.
Yeah.
Ten. Less than 10.
Well, how many? They had more penalties than plays.
They were
probably
the greatest start that I can remember.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It reminded me of, what was it, the second quarter Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know, against the Broncos. But it started the game that way. Listen, obviously a meaningless game, sort of. You know, a regular
not for
game.
Washington.
I mean, you needed it, but it's in the grand scheme of things, it's just a regular season game. But I've never seen an explosion like that. And they just gave it to us. Kept giving it to us.
Combination of Washington putting it on them. And Tennessee giving it to
them. Will Levis, he wanted to throw picks.
That's exactly what I tweeted.
Like, I want to play big tournament poker. Like, he's just fiending to give the ball to the other team.
And here's the thing about Levis and everyone. Like, he had some really nice throws.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. That cannon, you know, tight window. You can have all those you want because half the other throws, he was desperate to throw interceptions with.
I mean,
and he was desperate to be inaccurate with.
But he's not the one that committed the turnovers. You had a Pollard fumble, and a
kickoff fumble.
I mean, they were a comedy of errors.
Well, yeah. You want to see a miserable game next week? That team plays Jacksonville without Trevor Lawrence.
Who's their backup? I can't remember.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones had Brian
Trevor Lawrence
wide open on one like post route. And
I saw
overthrew him by
Trevor Lawrence is done for the year.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
I saw a Brian Thomas Jr. montage that basically said he could have had like 250 yards and three touchdowns, but balls to overthrow.
Well, he threw one short
at his feet.
Well, he only threw 45 yards.
Again, it's Mac Jones delivering the ball, so no.
Well, I know, but Trevor Lawrence had him too, and he threw it way short and threw a pick.
Yeah,
so. But there's something about there's no taking away from it. It's a win. Everyone's going to say, "Oh, you can't beat a winning team." Fine, say it all you want. You beat who you're supposed to beat.
That's right.
And they pummeled him. But there's something about the intensity defensively that they came out with. Frankie Louvu, you'd be a moron not to see it. He came out with that crazy intensity, inspired the entire football team. Kind of didn't have that a couple previous weeks, or at least wasn't visible.
No, I thought he had it against Dallas early in the game.
Maybe Louvu, but the team as a whole.
For the first half.
Just didn't have it, and a lot of that is obviously opponent-dependent. But maybe, hopefully they've found on something. The unfortunate thing is now they're off for a couple weeks, right? You're on this heater.
And they need it. They need it, though.
They kind of do for health. But when we had the last break, the 10-day break heading into that was the Cowboy game, it was a big dud. So I'm actually a little bit nervous because I'm on a high. We're kicking ass. Put a 42 burger on them. And now they're going to shut it down. And it'll come back for 2 weeks.
They shut it down. But coming out of the bye, should have Marshawn Lattimore, fingers crossed.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Playing against his old team.
I forgot what he looks like against his former team. And you have Jaden Daniels homecoming against a bad team in a dome.
Let's hope.
I mean, it should be another big offensive output.
All the numbers say yes.
You would think.
But it's an unpredictable league. Because no one thought we were going to beat, or no one thought that the Commanders were going to lose to Dallas.
The setup is nice. They Saints, get the team the gets
setups
healthy.
Is, the setup is
the
good.
The Saints are just a weird team. They lose Taysom Hill probably for the year. He suffered a knee injury.
I don't want him to be hurt, but good they won't have him next week.
because he's a load. I mean?
Yeah.
But they shut out the Rams in that first half. Now the Rams stormed back yesterday and scored 21 in the second half. So
I'm not chalking up.
I don't think it's chalk up anything with this Washington team. We learned that after Dallas.
I don't think that's going to be an easy win because it's on the road. They've got Kamara. It's not going to be an easy win. They're not going to go into New Orleans and blow them out.
But the Commanders are going to have the best offensive player on the field.
Sure.
In Jaden Daniels.
Well, they'll have the better team.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything.
And yesterday.
They had the better team against Dallas.
Yesterday, they got back to the script that worked for them in the first half of the season when they were having these offensive explosions and scoring in the 30s and the 40s. Pound of the football.
Yeah, run
45
the ball.
Runs for 267 yards. B-Rob, who we didn't even know if he was going to play, has the long touchdown run, the 40-yarder, 16 carries for 103. But then Rodriguez, who that is one of the few Ron Rivera players still on the team.
One of the very few.
13 for 94 to score. Jaden, 9 carries for 34 yards and a touchdown.
It was actually pretty balanced because a couple of those were obviously designed. But, you know, so 39 of those, 9 of those were Jaden. 30 attempts, so basically 39 pass attempts, roughly. A couple of those were design runs, so I'm sure that's not exactly accurate. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty evenly run-pass ratio. What I liked is I thought I saw a difference in some back to some first-down throws, second-down throws, and sometimes it gets you in trouble. But and also Jaden just kind of taken off. I thought Jaden just kind of took control of the game. They got obviously got Terry involved early. I don't know about the right side, left side shtick. I don't, you know, that's kind of a funny thing to talk about.
He's totally unlocked Terry McLaurin to near superstar level. The only wideout in the league who has more touchdown grabs right now than Terry McLaurin is Ja'Marr Chase with 13. Terry's got 9.
Yeah.
He's for a guy who struggled to score touchdowns throughout his career because he's had just a litany of garbage pail quarterbacks throwing him the football. He finally has a superstar throwing him the football.
They showed that stat yesterday on CBS, which is really the most telling stat of the season. In the wins, they average 183.6 yards rushing. In the losses, it's 97.6.
They outrushed the Titans 260.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
57 to 35. The Titans are just
no, it's a total domination.
This is, and I don't understand it really because it's the NFL and they're all pros.
Yeah.
There were 11 one-score games this week.
Mm-hmm.
11. All right. There's no way a team should get blown out by almost 25 points. I'm sorry, that you just didn't show up. Your coaching staff didn't show up. Your players didn't show up. When you get outgained 267 to 35, that's not the NFL.
And Tony Pollard had
That's Ohio State against Akron.
He'd been relatively hot coming into this game, and they completely
they just didn't want to play.
Him.
I'm not saying they would have won the game.
Right.
They didn't want to play that game. 12 penalties. Most of those were in the first half. They were dreadful. Tennessee was a dreadful football team yesterday.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up next, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. Your takeaways from the Commanders' victory, which snapped the 3-game losing streak, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charge may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We've got John Keim at 7, Kevin Sheehan for a colleague check-in at 820. But your call's next here on the Junkies on a Victory Monday.